So yeah, the Illuminati or whoever, Google, Facebook, whoever it is, the devil, whatever, whoever's trying to hide God and hide the truth is actually wasting their time. It's encoded. The truth is encoded everywhere in creation. See, even encoded in your body. You look out in front of you, and it's right there. It's right there. The sheep, the goats, the blue letter law sky. The flesh versus the spirit. I mean, it's right in front of us. And I think what's happening is the devil's doing his best to bring in the 666 as fast as he can, because the devil doesn't want you to be saved. The devil can't be saved. He was kicked out of heaven. He rebelled against God. He can't be saved, but a human can be redeemed, can be saved. And so the devil hates the human, and the devil, the fake Lucifer light, is telling the average human, you can be your own God. You don't need God. You're not a sinner. You know, the devil's lying to the average human, and the average humans believe in the lie because of pride. You know, they don't want to admit sin, you know. So when you look at your veins, the blue blood's running through your body, but when you cut yourself, it comes out red. Cut. Pierce. Jesus went to the cross. The lamb slain before the foundation world. The lamb slain before the foundation world. Now when Jesus now is, when he comes back, it's not going to be the lamb, it's going to be the lion. It's still the lamb slain, but he's going to rule and reign for 1,000 years. I mean, really, think about this place, how ridiculous this place is. The insanity on the news, people mad and shooting each other and all that stuff. It's just ridiculous. The wars and rumors of war. Why would God create this place? The only reason he would do it is to give mankind an opportunity to share in that eternal life. On your deathbed, when you're dying, and it could happen any day. I mean, you could have a car wreck. A truck could hit you, or you could get sick. The other week, I was doing fine, and all of a sudden, I got sick for 2 weeks and was shut down for 2 weeks. I didn't know if I was going to make it. I didn't see any way out of it. When you're sick, you got the flu, it's like, will I ever feel better again? Because you're like it. 20% survival is what it feels like, and you're like, am I gonna make it? And then when you do get healthy again, and you forget when you were sick, it's kind of like mankind gets used to you get used to the good until the bad hits, and then you appreciate the good, you know. What's happening in America right now? We're used to the freedom, but we got so used to it, now it's being taken away, and nobody's really fighting for it anymore. Nobody's fighting for it. Why wouldn't you want to fight for your freedom? Why wouldn't you want to fight for what your forefathers gave you? Why let it be stolen from you, from a communist, socialist situation? Why not fight for it? Yes, capitalism is hard. Yes, it's a dog-eat-dog world. But when you learn that it's a sacrificial, redemptive system through and through, even the socialist and communist countries trade amongst themselves. They might claim to be communist, or they might claim to be socialist, but at the higher levels, the nations are trading amongst themselves. It's capitalism at the highest level. Why? And I'm not saying that wild capitalism is good. It's not. There should be grace, and there should be some some charity built into a government for the children, the older people, or whatever. And so there should be some charity there. But they're encroaching on the truth. They're encroaching on your freedom. They're encroaching on your freedom of speech. They're encroaching on everything to really at a deeper level, because the devil wants to tie everybody into the hive and shut down the gospel, because the devil hates humans and he doesn't want to see humans get saved. He can't get saved. Think about a narcissist, Jezebel. The narcissist doesn't want you to be happy. When you're happy, they're jealous that you're happy. They're not happy that you're happy. They're jealous that you're happy. When you're doing good, they're jealous. They might put on this show and say, oh, I'm glad you're doing good. But deep down, they're not glad you're doing good. So the devil, he knows you can get saved. He knows when you get saved, you have eternal life. You have eternal security. So he wants to take away your joy, because you have that eternal joy. But he can't take away the joy, so he has to attack your happiness, right? Because happiness is in the temporal realm, but the joy is in the eternal realm. So the temporal realm is all the devil is anyway, because he was kicked out of heaven. And that's what this whole time repeat, daily repeat thing's about. Time is befallen. Just type in time etymology, you'll see time is befallen. And so when you step out of time by faith in Jesus and you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ, and you step out of time by receiving Christ into your heart by faith, then the devil can't touch anymore. Only thing he can touch is the natural, and he can try to affect your happiness, but he can't affect your joy, because your joy is eternal. My point is this. If you just sit down and ask God, Lord, what's the truth? The devil can't stop that. The point I'm trying to get across the last few days is, if you knock and say, Lord, what's going on? What's the truth? If you seek, if you ask, he will open it. Because if he gave you his son, Jesus, will he not freely give you all things? Romans 8. So all you have to do is ask, nothing wavering, in faith. Don't be like a double-minded person, because a double-minded person won't receive anything. But you ask in faith, and you knock. Lord, what's happening? I want the truth. What's happening in the country? What's this COVID thing about? How come there's COVID-1 and COVID-2? How come only 0.002% of the people die of COVID? And it's really... The death rate is the same as it was last year. Lord, what's going on? It's a precursor to the 666. The church is going to be caught up, and then everybody's going to be forced through fear. You see what they're doing, an experiment. They're putting everybody in fear. How come the dogs don't have masks? How come the sheep don't have masks? How come the goats don't have masks? How come the birds don't wear a mask? But the humans wearing a mask. It's ridiculous. Really, if you sit back and think about it, it's ridiculous. It's insanity. You can get the flu, the common cold from people. Most people are not going to spit on you. When they're talking to you, if they're 3 or 4 or 5, 6 feet apart, they're not going to spit on you. If you look at the history of the pandemics, What some of the other stuff was worse, but they didn't do this, because this is just an experiment for the real deal, and the real deal is the 666. When the church is called up, he who letteth let. So the church is with the word let is another Janus word, where it means to withhold, but it also means to release. Until he who letteth be taken out of the way. The church has got to be caught up, and then the devil's going to come in and put fear on the whole world and bring in the 666. And Elon Musk is going to be tying your brain to a computer. He's part of the Antichrist system. He's going to tie your brain to the computer, and you're all going to be all you lost people, you're going to be stuck down here. And if you start to talk about the gospel, they're going to cut your head off because they can't have the gospel being preached inside the hive. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody has to get their vision back. Don't let them steal your vision with fear. Don't let them take away your vision. That's one of the reasons I think I got sick, because I kind of lost my vision. What is my vision? My vision is to reveal, hidden in plain view, the absolute truth that's right in front of you. The code, or the codex, hidden in plain view. The Bible, you're actually in it. You're in a 3D version of the Bible. You can read it on the 2D, but the 2D is just written so you can see it in 3D and the 5D. Your thoughts, you're quantumly connected to everything in Christ. If you're thinking it now, where did that thought come from? That thought already existed before you even thought it. Why are you thinking it now? You're quantumly connected to all things in Christ, and especially in your thoughts, because your thoughts are spirit. Jesus said, "The words that I speak, they're spirit and they're life." Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. Your thoughts, your heart, are spirit. So the thought that you're having right now, where did that thought come from? It's not your original thought. The original thought goes all the way back before the foundation of the world. So you're approaching source code. You're approaching the truth. You're approaching the mind of Christ. And so all these little thoughts that you have that you think are your own, they're actually like a Turing machine. You're in the Word. You're swimming in the Word. And as you swim in the Word, in your water vessel body, as you're walking or swimming in the Word, you're being changed by the Word, because everything around you is a derivative from the Word. And so as you're being changed by the Word back to the Word, and then you realize you're not your own. You've been bought with a price, and none of your thoughts are really original. If you are seeing new things, it's because God is revealing Jesus. And He's not only just revealing Jesus, but He's revealing Jesus in you. Because in Him we live and breathe and have our being. He sustains everything, even your own thoughts. Your life, your thoughts, your heart, your mind, your will, your emotions, your intellect. God is sustaining everything that you do, because you can't live outside of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can dig down into hell, the Bible says, but God is there. You can try to climb up to heaven, God is there. You can't run from God. You can go hide under a bunch of rocks in a mountain, in a cave, but God is still there. And so no matter where you go, God knows all things, sees all things, because you're a person per the Son. If that's the case, and it is, it's the truth, it's biblical, then what is this, Elisha? It's a projection. It's a projection. Why is it a projection? Because it's like a movie screen. It's like watching a movie, and so, or a TV show. And so you're moving through the process. You're floating through this thing. For what purpose? Because it's an inner man renewal. Has nothing to do with the outside. The outside never really changes. It's just the same stuff over and over. You've seen it 1,000 times. You can actually know you can watch a movie or a TV show and already know what's going to happen before it happens. Usually the good guy wins. But you always have in the series, oh no, it's the end of, oh no, it's going to, everything's going to, oh no, they're going to get caught. And then boom, they escape. Same Doctor Who, The Flash, Supergirl, Batman and Robin. It's the same stuff over and over. They're getting ready to get caught, and then somehow they escape. What is that about? It goes back to God will not put more on you than you can bear. He will make a way of escape. Why? Because He already made a way of escape before the foundation of the world. This is why it's faith alone. God made a way of escape before you were even born. Before you were even conceived. So people need to get their vision back and not live in fear and let them steal your vision. You've got to get a vision of some kind. Without a vision, the people perish. And you hang on to it, and if your vision changes, that's fine. You don't have to have the same vision every year. Or even daily. Sometimes it's daily. Sometimes you need a new vision every day. But when you set your vision, know that the devil's going to attack it. So you got to make sure that vision is from God. It lines up with the Word. It lines up with the truth. And you walk in it. And when the devil attacks you, just keep walking in your vision, because the devil can't touch you. Because you set a vision. God gave you a vision. What's the vision? I'm preaching to myself, people. Most of the stuff I'm saying, I'm talking to myself. Because I got to get up every day just like everybody else and fight this crazy battles down here. It's crazy. You can't do it in your own power, though. You can't make it without God. You can't make it without Jesus. You can't make it down here. The devil's too strong. Without Jesus, you're going to fail. You're going to be discouraged. You're going to run to drugs or drinking or whatever, because only Jesus can make a way of escape. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You can't make it without God. You will run to drugs, or you will run to drinking, or you will get depressed or something. Without Jesus, you're not going to make it. That's a fact.